Kevin, looking at your work right now, it looks like all your photos are of pinball machines. I'm guessing that you have a love of pinball machines?
Yeah, you know, this series, it started as a study of color and composition, and the metal sphere posed an interesting lighting challenge. And you know, I've been fortunate to like work with the Lucky Juju in Alameda to shoot the to allow access to the games for me to come in and work.
Now that's a historic pinball museum.
It is, yeah, it's like an amusement game room for pinball in Alameda.
Okay.
But the series started maybe a year and a half ago, and since then it's grown from 4 images to 23 images, and most recently the Pin Game Journal featured a photograph on this month's issue of their magazine. So like, I'm super stoked because, first of all, I always wanted to be a photographer by the time I'm 30.
Right.
My birthday's in 2 weeks, and I made a cover already. So like, I feel like, you know, I'm making progress at least.
Now, why pinball machines as opposed to, say, video games, coin-ops, consoles, or other things besides games?
Right. Growing up, I always loved playing pinball, and I thought, you know, it'd be fun to marry my hobbies of pinball and photography. Also, I researched why my grandfather was losing money on pinball when he was alive, and I didn't find any photos on the internet that I thought, you know, captured the spirit of the game, and so I tried my own. And, you know, it's turned out much better than I ever expected.
Now, I'm assuming you're an avid pinball fan. What are your favorite pinball games?
Playing them, I was always a fan of Twilight Zone. And there's another one, Mars Attacks is fun. I actually can score well on that. But, yeah, I don't know if I have one favorite game. I definitely don't have a favorite photo because, you know, they're all so unique. And I kind of like the spirit of them individually. I couldn't really choose one over another, but I'm thankful that I get to see them all.
Now, how long, as far as the process goes in creating these images and getting them to look just right, how difficult is it for you to get the image to your liking?
The post-production effort is maybe 6 to 10 hours. I take a lot of images. Maybe I try and shoot 3 games in a day, and from that come away with 3 unique images from each game, which I then edit down into maybe 1 or 2 images per game. And from that, then I spend time in retouching, taking out the camera from the ball's reflection, and 6 to 10 hours per. The hardest part is, you know, controlling the highlight and stripping out the camera.
Wow.
While I'm shooting, you know, I use neutral density filters and colored gels around the table's lights and try and capture the architecture of the play field in the best light.
I noticed that some of these pinball machines seem pretty classic, retro. Does that play a role when it comes to cleaning up these photos? I mean, these are some old, old machines.
Right. And you know, like, going through an image, you just make so many decisions about piecing together different parts, different focal points, taking out the dust and scratches, or cleaning up the drop targets from, you know, where the ball's hit it for so many years. But, you know, through all these decisions, you know, you end up with a unique piece that's just, like, more than the sum of those decisions. And it's really, really fun. I mean, it takes a while, but, like, I listen to Radiohead for inspiration, and I can just sit there and get through it.
Now, where do you hope this takes you?
Well, so far, I've made a cover of a magazine, so I'm super stoked. But more than anything, I'd kind of like to establish a presence shooting games and toys.
Have you been approached by anybody professionally as far as your work is concerned?
No. Not about, like, displaying so much. I've had a couple of exhibits in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And I'll have one in Petaluma at the end of the month.
Okay.
It'll be up for a month. But more than anything, I just kind of like sharing the work with the public. Because with literally, like, without their help, I would never have been able to do this. Coming to this gaming conference last year, I learned so much sitting in these seminars with the games designers about what's important in designing a game.
You ever thought about maybe getting into game design or becoming a game artist?
That'd be cool. But no, I haven't thought about it. Really, I'm still, like, learning the ropes.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for the podcast. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.